Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from Marsilia and Vanderplough Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Holland, Michigan. If you're anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web, www.mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. And again, that is mobile friendly. So check us out. So if you're on a smartphone, if you're on a laptop, desktop, or a tablet, you can go to mvpinsure.us and check out our new website. You can always send us an email, marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. I'm taking a break from the Summer Toys edition of Let's Talk Insurance all this month, and I wanted to focus in on some tips to make your Memorial Day a fun and safe holiday. This weekend, they're predicting that millions of people are going to be hitting the roads for Memorial Weekend, and we are supposed to have some beautiful weather here in the state of Michigan. I don't know where you live, but I'm sure the forecast is going to be positive where you're at as well. And I thought I would share some tips from a few different sources. The first off is going to be from the Asbury Park Press. Asbury Park Press is the newspaper for Asbury Park, New Jersey. And they had an article where they shared tips from local chefs at local restaurants when it comes to preparing your Memorial Day feast. Now, I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us. In the lower right-hand corner, you can click on the link for our podcast, and it should bring you to our blog post for today. I want you to check out this article. I'm just going to share a few tips that they have available. The first one, it says, heat up your grill for at least 5 minutes with the lid closed, and then use a grill brush to clean the grates of old food particles and rust. Afterwards, use a paper towel coated with olive oil to grease the grates, which will allow the food to easily come off. Pretty good tip. I've seen that tip on many other sites, not just Asbury Park, but many other sites like Epicurious. They mention it. AllRecipes.com mentions it as well. And a lot of grilling sites mention that. So certainly a great tip. Heat up your grill for 5 minutes with the lid closed, and then use a grill brush to clean it all off, and then use olive oil to grease the grates. The next tip, it says here, when cooking any meat, don't press down on it when it's cooking, as that allows its natural juices to flow out, and it will dry out the meat. I've been guilty of this, because you see on, I don't know if I'm getting it from TV, you know, you see the TV shows like dramas and comedy shows and other things like that, where you'll see people grilling, and you'll see them like push down on the meat as they're talking and stuff like that. That's where I think I got it from. But yeah, that's an excellent tip. If you have a problem with dried out meat, you know, and you try injecting it with marinade and everything like that, just don't push down on it. Because again, that's going to cause all the juice to flow out, and it's going to dry it out. Next tip, I've never heard this before, but this is a good one. It says, flip your protein once. There's no need to flip steaks, hamburgers, bratwurst, chicken more than once if you're cooking it properly. And I'm guilty of this too, where I will cook one side, flip it, I'll let the other side cook, and then flip it again, and then flip it again. So I'm doing like three different flips. You don't need to do that. You only need to flip once, not three times. So keep that in mind when you're cooking your protein. And then the last tip from them, it says here, keep your menu simple and prepare as much as you can beforehand. This will help cut down on chaos when guests arrive. And that's certainly the way to do it, because if you're sitting there cutting vegetables when Aunt Maisie comes in and Uncle George stop by, and they're going to start talking your ear off, and you're going to be rushing around trying to get things done, it's better to have, you know, your veggies chopped up and everything as much as you can get prepared beforehand, because when guests start to arrive, you're going to want to be the host and be cordial and talk and just enjoy the day. So the more you can get done beforehand, the more time you're going to have to enjoy the day. Now, the website reviewed.com offers some tips when it comes to preparing your vehicle for holiday travel. The first tip, it says here, check your battery. Typical usage life of a car battery is anywhere from 3 to 5 years. So if your car battery is outside that 3 to 5 year range, you may want to run by the auto parts store and pick up a new battery just to be safe, because you definitely don't want to be stuck on the side of the road during your Memorial weekend with a dead battery. It also says that you want to keep your phone charged, as well as you have a portable cell phone charger just in case. So if you do break down on the side of the road, having a dead cell phone battery is not going to help the situation. So make sure that your phone is charged and that you have one of those portable chargers with you. The second tip they have here is a flashlight is your friend. Breaking down at night is bad enough. Not having a decent light source makes it even worse. LED flashlights are best, as their light is brighter and their battery life lasts longer. And then the next tip here, it says check all of your tires. Most people do a cursory check of their tires, making sure that they're all pumped up. Maybe they'll look in the door jamb of their vehicle to see what the tire pressure should be. But really, you need to take a look at the tread. Look for worn spots. Look for a trouble spot in the sidewalls, something that may cause that tire to fail. Change it if you do see something. And then it also says check your spare tire as well, and that's something that most people don't do. Check your spare tire as well, because it's not of much use if it's flat. Makes sense. And then lastly, they say top off fluids. Read your owner's manual to see what fluid level should be and top off as necessary. And again, I just want to mention that we are from Marsilia and Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Holland, Michigan. If you're anywhere on Lake Michigan, Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web at mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. And that is accessible via desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. So I hope you should check that out. You can send us an email to marsiljeins@gmail.com. That's marsiljeins@gmail.com. Now, our last set of tips actually come from the state of Massachusetts. And in a blog post, they offer tips to those leaving home for the holiday. Now, first off, it says bring a copy of all email correspondence when renting a vacation property or hotel room. Now, when it says bring a copy, that means physically printing out the emails that you get from the vacation rental place, just to make sure that you have all your communication and that there's no confusion when you show up to take possession of the vacation property or the hotel room. Sometimes there can be miscommunications. There may be a computer glitch. They may not be able to find your reservation, but if you have the correspondence in your hands for them to look over, it's going to make things a lot easier and a lot quicker. Next tip they have is, and this is an interesting one and a good one. People don't think about this. Talk to your health insurance provider about their out-of-network procedures in case you are traveling somewhere outside your health insurance network. Now, for me, you know, I belong to Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. So I would need to call them if I'm going to Illinois or if I'm going to Kentucky or Florida or whatever. It would behoove me to call the Blue Cross Blue Shield number and talk to them as far as procedures, what to do in case I do get sick or in case I do end up in the emergency room, out of state and out of network. What can I expect? How long are things going to take to get approved? That kind of stuff. I'm sure they get phone calls like that all the time. It's best to make a phone call than try to find the stuff, information on the internet, because a lot of times the information may not be updated or correct. So definitely talk to your health insurance carrier provider prior to leaving to find out about their out-of-network procedures. And again, lastly, this is one that everyone needs to follow. I've got several people that don't on my social media accounts, and they should. The last one here, it says, avoid sharing details of your trip on social media. Avoid checking in at locations and then post pictures at the very end of your trip. So on your way home, you could start posting pictures. That's just to, I mean, checking in places that aren't anywhere near your home. Tips off those in your friends list and those people that follow you that you are not home. And most likely there is nobody at home that is watching the place. And, you know, unfortunately, unscrupulous people in this day and age, they can go and help themselves to some of your personal property. So again, if you are traveling outside of your home area, if you're going away for a long weekend, definitely avoid sharing details of your trip on social media, at least until you get back home or are on your way back home, to avoid any possible issues of being robbed, your home or apartment or condo or whatever being robbed. So again, I want you to go to mvpinsure.us. That's our website. In the lower right-hand corner, there's information on our podcast. If you click on that, it should bring you to today's blog post that you could check it out for yourself. There's many more tips, and I only shared a few because, again, I want you to read the source material for each show. I don't want to verbatim repeat what these articles are because I don't need to. They've already written the article and you could go visit it yourself. So be sure to check that out. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt and we are from Marsilia and Vanderplow Insurance Agency. And I surely hope that you have a very happy and safe Memorial Day week.